Welcome to the UK Investor Magazine podcast, the latest on shares, markets and investments, now available on your Amazon Alexa.
Hello and welcome to the UK Investor Magazine podcast, now also available on the UK Investor Magazine mobile app. For today's podcast, we're going to be revisiting the Q&A session from Cleantech Lithium's presentation at our investor conference that was held at the London Stock Exchange on the 22nd of May. The CFO, Gordon Steen, provided a particularly fascinating presentation, which was met by an equally fascinating set of questions from the audience afterwards. So we thought that'd be worth revisiting in a podcast today. If anybody would like to watch the full presentation, do check out the notes to this podcast because there'll be a link through to the video presentation, and also it is available on the UK Investor Magazine website in the video section. We will have a number of similar events coming up later on in the year, so if anybody would like to apply for complimentary access, do also check out the notes to this podcast. There'll be a link through to the application form for complimentary tickets. So without further ado, we're going to pass you over to the Q&A session from Cleantech Lithium that was recorded on the 22nd of May. Thank you very much.
Can I ask very quickly, any questions?
We've got a question coming online.
Right.
Is this okay? So I've got three questions. The first is, are there any other solution mining companies in the world mining lithium? And the second one is, what is the criteria to go from resource to reserves based on solution mining? And the third one, what's the third one? Skip my mind. Those are the two.
Well, we're not the only company doing DLE. There's a project that comes on stream in July, a company called Eramet. They're a French conglomerate. They've been building an $800 million plant. DLE, it comes on stream in Argentina in the next 2 months. And that's a DLE project, so that the world will see the first non-Chinese or non-Chinese domicile project coming on. There's Lake Resources are doing a project in Argentina. There's a project in America. There's different companies doing it in slightly different ways from us, but using the same basic concept of using resins to effectively unlock. And what you're doing is seeing that technology, because the demand is there for lithium. It's about how can you do it sustainably. So numerous companies around the world, Vulcan Energy in Germany announced this morning it was looking to finalise its billion-dollar funding programme. And it's had a $500 million investment from the European Investment Bank. So Vulcan is doing it onshore in Germany, and it's using thermal brine in a slightly different way from us, but they're using DLE. So DLE is it going to be part of the process, because hard rock's not going away and evaporation ponds are still there in Chile, but DLE will fill part of that gap. And you look at all the studies from Goldman Sachs and so on, that message. So I forgot your second question.
Second one is, what is the criteria to go from a resource to reserves within solution mining?
Yeah. We've got reserves, measured and indicated reserves, and inferred resources, and those we've got 1.8 million tonnes on Laguna Verde. We've been drilling additional wells. It's all about porosity, permeability, and we've got independent geologists who work it out, and they will come up with reserve numbers, because we need those reserve numbers for our pre-feasibility study, and that will say that how much of the lithium can you get out the ground over a period of 20, 30 years.
So yeah. My third question was, I remember it now, what is the radius of influence of a well within the reserve category?
That depends on permeability and porosity. That's been tested again. We were assuming in the scoping study 23 wells to do 20.
I would expect you to know that number.
Sorry?
I would expect you to know that number.
I'm the accountant, so maybe I'm not. Yeah. The radius of what we've got, 23 wells on an area to do 20,000 tonnes, so it's 23 divided by 20, you know, and that. But you look at a radius of about 200 metres either side. So you basically, the wells will be mainly around the outside of Laguna, because we won't be in Laguna. The facilities will be hidden away behind mountains, so that the people can go tourism, and they'll pretty much see nothing there other than the wellheads, which will be this tall, and lines under lines, which they won't see them. So we had 23 wells. We'll find out. It comes down to the hydrological studies we've got ongoing at the moment.
Right.
Andrew. Mr. Rucker.
Interesting presentation, very positive. You mentioned the dual listing that's coming soon. Can you advise or point to any particular news flow matters that are going to be, we should be expecting to see that are going to perhaps result in a bit of a step change in the activities and progress of the company?
Yeah, I mentioned the first results are coming out of battery grade lithium. We're 6 weeks away from that because there's shipments on the way, and this will be independently validated. And you know, you need 99.5% with the 0.5% that 99.5% lithium in the carbonate. It's the 0.5%, and that's, you need to look at that because that's the key thing. So the evidencing that what the product we've got is sellable in the market. And that's about 6 weeks away. We've done lab tests, and they've independently verified. We're just doing it on a larger scale now. So that's coming out. We'll have the reserves coming out in July. We've then got the pre-feasibility study coming out later on that year. And we'll be having conversations with strategic parties. So there's news flow coming out probably every month in different ways as the year goes by. Yep.
Ricky, yes.
Do you have any patents on your part of the DLE process, and do you not need any?
No, we decided early on that we want to use the best products in the world. So we've, you know, Schlumberger, huge company in the oil and gas industry, producing resin. Business opportunity for Schlumberger, and they've been testing their resin, some really interesting results, one of their subsidiaries. So there's lots of resin manufacturers. It's finding the right one for your brine and testing it and make sure it optimizes it. So. No, we don't have any patents because we may use a different resin in future, depending on whether you can get better results as you take it forward. But each company is doing it in a similar way, but different as well. But yeah.
Any other questions? Just gentlemen in the front.
The whole thing relies on resins.
Yep.
And resin manufacturers will see it. Have they any way of getting a better share of the revenue, your projects, or are there enough of them? Because if I was making resins, I would relate the price to how much profit you were making.
That's not the way it works. We pay a certain rate for resins. I know we paid $200,000 for the resin for the pilot plant. That was a straight, it's interesting, there's no equity, there's no royalties. We buy product. So if we were to go to Schlumberger, we buy for a price, and their manufacturing facilities are such that they can it's all supply and demand, so they're competing with China, and they've got the resin money. In fact, Eramet have their own resin making facilities in France, and then Vulcan are using their own proprietary software. Getting resins is not going to be a problem. And I say once you've bought it, 5% loss a year. But it's finding the right optimization on the resins for your brine. So it's not something that particularly worries me is where we get the resin from.
Again, sorry, another two questions here.
Hi, thank you for the presentation. I was at the last UK investor conference a few months back, so my first question is, why weren't you here then? Because I know your shares have more than doubled since, so it would have been good to have known this. without contravening or breaching the NDAs that you mentioned with the auto manufacturers and the battery manufacturers as well, can you give any guide to when you think those conversations could conclude?
Yeah, we've had some under NDA for a couple of years. These are Japanese, Chinese, American, you know, and in different guises. We've got battery companies, car companies, and others that have been, you know, have been keeping an eye on us. So we would expect to have those conversations around about September, October, start that process. We're getting approaches already. Those results you saw going out last week have been noticed, and the share price reacted. But, you know, we've had some very interesting conversations even since then. So it's really find that right time. My chairman keeps saying, get your PFS, get the product, and then you're in a really good, strong negotiating position. You know, whether you're going to go to Germany, America. There's grants available in America, the Inflation Reduction Act. There's grants available, Critical Minerals Act in Europe. So we're going to have to find the right way in terms of finding that right end user that's going to pay to help us construct these facilities. We're expecting bulk of the finance to be funded. And there's lots of precedent in there in Chile about how you funded, for example, the copper industry, mainly funded by offtake providers who bring the finance to bear. whether it's Japanese finance or other finance. So, yeah.
Just one more question, then we must get on to other presentations.
I want to see the curry one. Yeah, that's what I'm going to see.
Yeah, very quickly, I also want to see the curry one. Thank you very much for the presentation. Great approach, as you said. Not unique, but you know, it's clearly the trend is there and the return will be there. Just a question. You re-inject almost all the potassium, sodium, and all of that. There's clearly a dormant market there. So,
I've asked that question, you know. But I mean, I think that we're trying to keep things simple for the moment. There's a boron market, and then we plan to take that. It's something it's a twinkle in the eye, but it's not something the message is we're taking out the lithium, we're putting everything back. And it's all about trying to make sure that the balance underground doesn't change. Because in the EIA, you have to evidence, you know, EIA in Chile is pretty extensive process, can take a number of years. We've been doing that for the last couple of years. So, you know, we want to be able to say, you know, we're only taking out the lithium. And that's it. That's our market. What goes back underground so that the balance underground can stay the same. So that's the concept at the moment. That's the concept the government likes, is leave it as you found it. And so on.
Lovely. Gordon, thank you very, very much indeed.
Thank you. Yes.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the UK Investor Magazine podcast. Please do share the podcast, and we really value any reviews and comments you leave us in your chosen podcast player. The views presented by the hosts and guests of the UK Investor Magazine podcast are in no way investment advice, and please remember all investment involves risk.